This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. I have to say what day the edition is because my days run together, and I'm like, I think today's Wednesday, so I'm going for it anyway. Okay,
it's my other half's birthday, so that's the reason why I remember.
Oh, happy birthday, Larry.
Yeah.
29 again.
He keeps telling me he doesn't have birthdays anymore, but his granddaughters are going to change his mind this weekend. So,
well, happy birthday to Larry today. Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I.M. Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Woo!
That's a list, isn't it? That's okay. We appreciate all of those people.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
You know, as you know, it takes a village.
It takes a village.
Look at that. See how I did that?
Oh, you're so good. You're so good.
Well, because, of course, that beautiful voice is Casey from Coach Kids. And the theme this year is...
It takes a village.
Man, I couldn't do that twice if I tried. I couldn't roll all of that together if I tried on a normal day. So, Mel, do you have some...
I'm not saying a word.
...road information over there for us?
Just a reminder, folks, that next week on Wednesday, actually a week from today, they are going to start working on the bridge on State Road 39, 421, whichever you want to call it, but I call it 39. They're going to be working on that between 700 North and 800 North. They're going to be working on that. So,
are they? Will the road be completely closed, or are they doing that? You know, you put a stoplight at each end of the bridge, and then they let some people pass.
No, it is actually going to be closed for major renovations and repairs. And
so
stuff.
We've got to find a completely different route.
Oh yeah, and this
detours.
Yeah, detours are going to be basically State Road 26, 75, bringing 75 into Frankfort instead of coming in the other way. Sure. So unless you live out there, just stay off of it. It's just easier. You don't have to mess with it. 75 is in great shape since they redid all that.
Yeah,
so,
it is nice.
I take it a lot of times instead.
Yeah.
So, I took both yesterday, one way and one the other. So,
yeah. But that's going to be, the majority of the summer, the way it looks. And if I remember right, that's what Blake told us when he was on the last time. So.
I went over to Sweet Salvation Bakery yesterday, which you can find some of their certificates, by the way, on our big deals. Mm-hmm. And they had cinnamon rolls in there, like the size of my head.
Yes.
And so I got some of those yesterday. And
yeah, I didn't bring any in here.
I delivered them to some others. I'm sorry, but we're going to go back. We're going to go back. So if you're looking for...
It's not like I need them.
Well, but once you see them, you want them.
Yes. We love
that kind
all
of thing.
The sweet treats.
We
sweet
do.
Treats. I have been finding myself getting to the farmer's market and following Carmelot around because I just... Shout out to her. I cannot get enough of her baked goods.
She's got good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, speaking of sweet treats, Casey Allen is our guest today, and she is the executive director of Coach Kids. How's Coach Kids?
Busy in the best way possible.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, we're here, there, everywhere right now, and It's really been amazing. It's great being out in the community, having conversations with folks, and just kind of seeing what is on people's minds and hearts. And we're really starting to kind of tap into how we can build a stronger community and how do we go about doing that.
Well, it's funny because a community really starts with our kids, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I say often, our youth, our responsibility, you know. And we might not have a lot of control at federal and even at state levels, but at a local level, we can control, you know, some of that and have conversations and pay attention and, you know, be involved or present or have a voice.
Well, I could tell you were extremely busy by the extremely long text message that I got from Carl this morning.
I am very tired, to say the least, but it's all great. And so there's a couple of different things that we have in the works that I can't necessarily talk about because they are tied to grant opportunities, and we're still waiting to see how that kind of works out. But we are very committed to engaging our Hispanic community and finding ways to support them. And, you know, I just encourage our community right now. You know, things are very heavy in the world, mm-hmm. and I would love to just see people that see people, you know, which is crazy, you know, in 2026 to still be saying that.
Yeah, you would think by now we would be colorblind, but we're not, and it's unfortunate.
We are not. And actually, you know, in talking with some of our Hispanic leaders or business owners here in our community, you know, I think it is important that we speak up for them, you know, if you feel strongly or one way or the other, you know, to have those conversations. I think people are shying away from having those conversations or just like, you know, hey, you know, I care about you, you know, I'm here, I support.
Well, the fact of the matter is we have a Hispanic population in our community.
We are the
I'm sorry, but we do.
Well, we are
and
the fourth
have for years. Yeah. I mean,
we are the fourth largest in the state of a Hispanic population.
Yeah.
Frankfort Community Schools, 57%. We have 30% English language learners, you know, as well. And so I just think that there's a real opportunity for the community to engage, collaborate, you know, just find ways to support one another. You know, I just don't know
sure.
how we got away from just...
Well, and I don't think people realize that a lot of the families that are here are third generation by now. I mean,
right.
we're going back to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of friends that were Hispanic that were here, and their grandparents had moved here.
Yes.
So, you know, it's several generations. It's not just... It didn't happen overnight.
Yeah. I know. And so we have some different things in the work, and we're trying to kind of figure out. A lot of different people are coming together and having conversations and just trying to find ways that we can show up for the people in our community, the youth in our community. Because at the end of the day, I look at it as in our schools, you know, what are we showing our kids right now? You know, you are putting them on a path of either, you know, showing that resisting change, not supporting them, you know, and then they grow up to, I don't know, still harbor or foster, you know, that. Or we can invest in our kids, show up for our neighbors, you know, have a little bit of kindness, give a little grace, you know, have conversations, and that can help change the, you know, whole outlook of young people.
I agree. I think it starts with our kids. We had a Hispanic family living down the road from us, and I have to be honest with you, they were as sweet as they could be. They waved every time they went by. They were helpful. I mean, we just have to share kindness with everyone.
Well, and I've not been shy about it. It's part of my background.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, all Hispanic, and, you know, been here since the late 1700s, early 1800s. In the country and born and raised here and the whole bit. And many of my friends are Hispanic, and they were raised here and born here, you know, the whole bit. It's like, I'm sorry, but it is part of America. That's why we're called a melting pot.
Right. And, you know, like I said, fourth largest in the state, you know, I mean, and I just feel like it's time just to have conversations. You know, you won't be able to change the way people feel, but I think through some education, and I'm learning quite a lot, so that's why I'm becoming kind of passionate about it. I think once we are able to get some of those numbers, facts, you know, how quickly things are changing, and how there's no due process or rhyme or reason to things, you know, it's scary. It's really scary for our neighbors and friends and family. And then especially our young people, you know, I'm just hearing lots of different stories, you know, throughout our community of different situations. And it's really heartbreaking, you know.
What are you hearing? What do people have concerns over? What are their worries?
Well, I think, you know, I'm definitely hearing that, you know, people want to engage in conversation, like the Hispanic community. Some of them really do want to engage in conversation, but it's like we're too afraid to even approach that or ask, you know, are you okay? How are you doing? You know, is there anything I can do for you? And I think, you know, just having that kind of open outward support is extremely meaningful, you know, to them. Also, you know, the young people in our community, so a lot is falling on their shoulders, you know, feeling a sense of responsibility or, you know, feeling like they have to drive their parents to the grocery store, or drive them everywhere, you know, because of this or that, you know, and afraid of getting pulled over. So I just think as those conversations can happen, we can identify ways to be supportive. You know, supportive doesn't have to look like an action plan. It's just like, be a good human. You know, that should just be the message, you know, across the board. You know, Jesus didn't discriminate. He didn't, you know, say, only love your white neighbors, you know. And so I just don't know how we got here. And I am really concerned. And I'm concerned for our youth because, it's like, what kind of message is that sending if we're not standing up for people and, you know, trying to help them? And I worry about what they will grow up to think and, you know, what paths they may take, you know, or that division just continues.
Casey Allen from Coach Kids, the executive director, is our guest on Party Line today.
What was the IYI Youth Workers Cafe that you experienced yesterday?
Yesterday, Indiana Youth Institute put on one of their youth worker cafes, and it was for National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the mayor was there. She gave a proclamation, and we had an amazing turnout from the community. I mean, Carl had said that is like one of the largest groups that we've seen. So, you know, we had folks from CASA, DCS, Coach Kids. I think I saw Boys and Girls Club there. You know, just lots of I saw FPD there, you know, so a lot of different members. So it was really great to see and just kind of put that at the forefront and, you know, think about those things. I think they said we have 6 or 7 kids in foster care or needing foster care right now here in Clinton County. And so, yeah, it was a really great day of, you know, seeing some community people, you know, come together. So
foster care is an interesting thing because we talked about this not long ago. The hard part, I think, about foster care is when you may have to give that child back to their original families.
Yeah, I think it would probably take a very special person able to understand
and
that.
And I know that's not your real area, but in a way, you know, like you say, we all have to take care of each other. So that kind of becomes your area because you deal with youth.
Yeah.
And so fostering is, we do need foster parents so bad. So if you, and we know Adam has fostered and
Adam and his wife. Yeah.
So if you have a heart for that or a passion for that, let somebody know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the other things you have going on.
Yes, we have an event tonight. We have a Dine to Donate at Arnie's in Frankfort from 5 to 8 p.m. And 20% of the proceeds come back to Coach Kids, which is amazing, and we appreciate working with Arnie's for that. You do have to show the flyer. We have paper flyers that I can get you, but you can also just go online to our Facebook page. You can also show it on your phone, that flyer. So you just have to show the flyer in order for us to receive the 20%. So we will be there, and we'll have kind of information that we'll be passing out. And I also think that I'm going to unveil something new there.
Tonight?
So, tonight, yeah. So if you come, okay, you'll get
fine.
To see.
Be that way.
If you snooze, you know.
Carl, you did not send me everything that you said you were going to send me. And I know you're listening, so.
So, yes, so that's very exciting. Dine to donate tonight, Arnie's, 5 to 8. It is also good for carry out.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, okay. Very excited about that.
That's good. I don't have to cook, and it's for a good cause, so I'm all about that.
Yes. Same. I love cooking, but I'm so over cooking.
No, I'm with you. I like it because I do it so much in the winter that now I'm to the point where I'm ready to kind of back off and start using the grill some more so it alleviates some of the kitchen mess, you know?
Yes.
But last night was a little chilly on the grill, I have to admit, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little warmer today.
Looking forward to that, but I'm having pizza tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm off the hook. You started a little spring newsletter, which was kind of nice.
Yes. So we had our spring newsletter that went out last week, I think. It's just a great opportunity for us to highlight the different things that are going on. And we also love highlighting some of our mentors. So we selected a student from each county school. Just based on their leadership and their relationships. I love being able to kind of honor them that mm-hmm. way and highlight them because, you know, they're the ones that are really doing the work, you know, out there with our young people. And so that's exciting. So, yes, my goal is to have, quarterly. I think we missed winter, but that's okay. Winter's just
winter.
Winter, yeah. So we had that spring go out and highlighting some different things. So
I do. I like to see that too, and I think the kids feel special if they see that they're on there. And
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, and now we're getting ready for graduation. You know, which is crazy to me. Something very exciting that's going to be new this year is that our seniors will have cords for graduation.
Oh, that's
really?
Cool.
Yes, that I is love cool. that.
And it didn't come from us. I believe Frankfort seniors had asked, you know, if that was a possibility. And I'm like, why had we not ever thought of that? That's so amazing and to be represented that way. So we're getting ready to be, you know, doing awards and certificates. And our scholarship is open right now. And I think it's due on Sunday. So, you know, seniors, get those applications in. So then we'll have our scholarships and all of that we give out.
How many scholarships are you giving out this year?
So we're giving out one to each school.
Okay, so four.
Yep,
okay.
Four scholarships. So I hope to do more in the future because, yeah. You know, one, they deserve it, and money doesn't go very far these days when it comes to college expenses.
No, but every little bit helps,
every
right?
Every little bit helps, you know, even if it just helps pay. I don't even know if they use books anymore.
I think there are still
yeah,
some.
They do.
I think it depends
they
on
do.
What it is. But yeah, some. And but even, you know what they need now is a computer.
Computer,
and it has to be a reliable, good computer that
the
they can do.
Technology,
yes.
Yeah. You know.
Computers, and, iPads, all of that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's very exciting and, you know, rewarding and seeing, you know, some of these kids that have been involved since, you know, maybe starting out as a mentee and then turned into a mentor. So that's very rewarding.
Well, and it's rewarding through the program. You know, when I first started, my youth that I'm working with had not really considered college at all. And through some things she did through school, she came back to a meeting, I think it was in November, December, and she's like, Cindy, I've changed my mind. I want to go to Ball State. just like out of the blue. And I'm like, what? That's awesome. And so we talked about it. But finally, something she saw, I think sometimes students don't know because it's scary. I mean, a lot of kids who grew up and had families that did all that, okay, great, you know about it. But if you've never had anyone in your family go to college, there's a little bit of a fear to it for them. And so she was, I think, a little bit afraid, but now has at least been thinking about it. And so we're talking about it now. And that's a huge step.
Huge win.
Yes.
You know, and that's the kind of stuff that really you have to stop and pause and, like, appreciate, you know.
It was awesome.
That was, I remember, and a very big win. But yes, you know, people need to understand that not everybody has someone advocating or caring about next steps or thinking about next steps.
Well, and those next steps can be intimidating for the family members as well, especially if they're not familiar with it.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different, you know, barriers. You know, the FAFSA is really scary to a lot of people.
Amen.
No kidding.
And so just kind of helping people, hand-holding kind of through that process, talking through that process. And that is one of the great things, you know, about mentorship is that you're able to have those conversations and that dialogue of next steps.
Yeah, and not everybody's going to go on to college. I'm okay with that, too, because maybe they want to do a trade school. Maybe they just want to get a good job, which luckily in our area, we're pretty much able to provide, you know, endless opportunities of really good jobs here. So it is just trying to find that sweet spot for each child.
Yep, agreed.
What they're going to do and go from there.
Yeah, I agree.
Talk about some of the other things that you need. We're always needing mentors.
We're always needing mentors. You know, and we can always use volunteers as we continue to kind of get busier, hopefully, with events and things. You know, it's such a challenge. I'm new to the nonprofit world, and now I understand why this work is so hard, because you have to work 10 times harder with much less than everybody else and trying to figure out how to make that all happen. And then there's two of us, Carl and I, you know. Donations are always helpful, you know, because a lot of the grants, and I think I've touched on this before, you know, a lot of the grants can't cover like our salaries,
right,
or
for
other
specific things.
Yeah, they're for, you know, programming costs. And so, you know, I just ask that if you can support us in different ways of, you know, dying to donate or other events, you know, if you're not able to attend, that you're at least spreading the word. You know, we're talking about Coach Kids if you're familiar with us. And so, you know, that's kind of been my big goal, is just the networking piece in the community and just kind of showing up again and really being at the forefront of some things. So,
do you ever feel that parents are concerned that their child might need to be involved with Coach Kids? Because I think we as parents want to feel like we're trying our best and doing a good job. And there are some parents that are like, oh, please get my child in. But I think there's some parents that maybe feel like, well, am I not doing a good enough job? And that's not it at all.
Yeah. I definitely think that we have some parents, and it may be a cultural thing that they are not even sure what we're doing with your child. And so I think that communication, transparency, you know, just furthering that conversation. But yes, there are quite a few parents that, you know, honestly think, oh, well, my kid doesn't need a mentor. My kid doesn't have any issues. Your kid doesn't have to have issues, you know, to have a mentor. Mentoring, you know, can do so much, you know, for someone's confidence. You know, and sometimes you don't always want to talk to your parents, you know, or unfortunately, maybe your home situation is not great, you know, and so being able to have a supportive adult in your corner, I think, is, you know, really tremendous.
And one thing I've learned, everybody has something.
Everybody.
You might have an ingrown toenail. I don't know.
God, I hope not.
You might have a booger kind of busting out on the left side. All I'm saying is everybody's got something. You know what I mean?
Her analogies are great. Our support,
I know.
Yeah.
Gosh.
We can support in, you know, just
Yes.
Yeah. And we as parents sometimes don't always see that because we're the parent. We either have, you know, a lot of kids and we work full time and we've got to get kids to here and there, or we've got, you know, whatever, multiple jobs. And so it's not that we think that you're not trying. It's not that at all. It's just sometimes it is nice for kids to have someone else.
Yeah, and this ties into Indiana Youth Institute that they rolled out at the kids' conference last September, 5x50. So, you know, they are championing to have that each child in Indiana has five supporting adults in their life.
Mm.
So through mentorship, coaches, teachers, you know, family, but that they have five supporting adults. And, you know, if you really think about it, it's like, oh, it takes a village, you know, it really does. And Carl's so sick of me saying it takes a village, but I think that that just embodies totally the message that we're trying to get
across. Well, let's face it, Carl takes a village.
You're going to get a text after that.
I know.
That's why I'm very tired most of the time. Carl is my full-time job, but I love it, and I couldn't do it without him. So
we love Carl. We all do.
Yes.
Well, we have, you know, we're in April, so we're just a few months away, believe it or not, from the hot dog festival.
Yeah.
And you're already planning. I'm sure you have to plan ahead.
Well, luckily, you know, I have wonderful people like Joyce, you know. and so, yes, Hot Dog Festival, you know, we've actually been having some conversations with Main Street of looking at trying to maybe do some different things. Most definitely still having our breakfast and our cornhole tournament. But yeah, so I know, I can't believe that it's even that time and time to start planning and, you know, thinking about that. So, but very excited. Yes, we're going to have our annual breakfast and cornhole tournament. So we'll hopefully be getting information out fairly soon about that.
Magic wand time.
Mm.
You have a magic wand and you can have three wishes.
Oh, gosh. It's too early for me to think that hard. I know, you know, it's like beating a dead horse, but funds.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful thing that has come from all of these conversations and different things that initiatives we're trying to put into place and for our programs is, you know, we need money to do that. And basically, we need another person, you know, or to clone Carl and myself. So we are really working on trying to get extra hands, you know, in the office. And so we can carry out some of these initiatives. But it's very exciting. So I know I keep saying, but, you know, so much of it is tied to grant opportunities and other funding opportunities. But, yeah, and another wish would be that we start having conversations with our neighbors, our friends, in our community, you know, share that love. You know, if you are in support of something, you know, just let people know that you're there. You don't have to have the right thing to say, you know. But I think that it's time that we start kind of showing up and showing up for our community.
Yeah, if we teach that young, that will carry on. Yeah, you know, through a young person's life.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, what buckets are you going to fill up, you know, for this child?
Mm-hmm.
So, third one, probably endless tacos or nachos or...
That's a good one.
Basically just a free food truck that parks right outside the door of Coach Kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't even have time for lunch. So, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Well, tell folks how they... Is it too late? Let me ask you this. Is it too late in the year? Because, you know, we are just about 2 months from school being out.
Yeah.
Is it too late in the year to get involved with school programs?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
You know, yeah, we are nearing the end, you know, of that. But I encourage, if you are interested in getting information, you know, you can go to our website, coachkids.org. You can always stop by our office, 5 West Clinton Street. You can call us, 765-654-8812. You can reach us on social media. You can find us because we're everywhere right now.
Well, and even if we are nearing the end of the school year for school function, people could, if they're interested and they want to find out more information like that, they could also volunteer.
Right.
And get involved that way, and then
see
if it's, they think it feels like it's going to be a good fit. You
yeah.
start out as a volunteer and then you move on.
And honestly, we're looking at a couple of our programs and totally revamping them to reduce some barriers, you know, get more participation, and that it just kind of makes more sense. So
what was the phone number again?
765-654-8812.
Okay. Casey, you're always a wealth of information. Now, let's talk about something completely. Your new puppy.
Oh, man.
He's so cute.
Yes, I got a new puppy. I had to show Cindy first thing. We are golden retriever lovers. And so we currently have two golden retrievers, and then we just added a third. And he's an English cream, and he is so adorable. He's just a little fluff ball. But, you know, it's not the puppy part that's been bad. It's the three dogs, and it turns into like WWE every evening.
I was going to ask how the other two are liking
so,
the puppy.
Like, I'm constantly just yelling at everyone, and they don't listen.
Judging by the size of his paws, it will not take long for him to be able to hold his own.
He does now. He is not scared of anything. He's very curious, and yeah, he doesn't know that he's small. That's for sure.
He won't stay small for long.
Yeah. So I've been calling him Dennis because
he's a menace.
Dennis the menace.
I'm like, Dennis.
Well, that's better than some of the other names I guess you could be calling.
Oh yeah, I call him those too. You know.
All right, Coach Kids. Thank you to Casey Allen, Executive Director there. Again, 654-8812. If you have questions or comments, or you can go online and check them out online and get all the information before you give them a call, or scope out some of the programs and see what you might be interested in, because there are several different programs. How many programs?
We currently have three programs.
Okay, yeah.
So we have in-school and out-of-school programming.
Yes. So you can give as little as, what, lunch a week?
Yeah.
To extensive time,
mm-hmm.
depending on what, you know,
you're able to commit, you know.
And
we have very busy people that make time, you know, for it. People that go before work and eat breakfast with their kiddos. I know.
I didn't know you could do breakfast too.
Yeah.
That's pretty convenient.
I know. So there's lots of different ways. And if you aren't sure how you fit into that or how you can get involved, reach out. We can make it happen.
There you go. All right. Coach Kids, that's what you need to check out. And you can do that online or 654-8812. Casey, thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
Take care of Carl today too. There's your full-time job, right? All right, you're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.